The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, people will remember earlier in the week the joyous scenes in Dublin City Centre when the Olympians had their homecoming. It would be wrong to say things descended into chaos, but there certainly was some degree of antisocial behaviour and criminality later on in the evening. A number of arrests were made and there was a stabbing incident as well. And all of this happens in Dublin City Centre 3 months after the Taoiseach announced a task force to improve the safety of that same city centre and the thoroughfares therein. Will Monahan is with me, the owner of One Society on Gardiner Street. Will, it's good to talk to you again, and thanks a million for taking the time to chat to us. I mean, is there a sense of things getting better since that task force was announced, things getting worse, or kind of plodding along as they always have?
Well, it kind of looks like it's plodding along as it always has. But unfortunately, real change takes time, and it's going to take a while for this to run through the wash until we actually see what the finished product is like. Like Diamond Park has been really busy each night for Kelly's fights, and it was unbelievable, and it went out off without a problem. So, you know, that's one example of a very inner city coming together without any issues. But when you have huge volumes of people coming to an area and sometimes fueled with a bit of alcohol, some problems are bound to happen, and that's just the reality of any city, any inner city. Doesn't matter if it's Dublin One, it doesn't matter where in the city it is. Unfortunately, it's only going to be fixed with more and more resources, boots on the ground, and time.
So is the problem less that there's a degree of danger and more that people's perception is that it is too dangerous?
Yeah, I'd agree with that. People's perception, you know, the last few years is, since COVID, is that it's too dangerous. A lot of the problems in the inner city were amplified, were more visible during COVID, and that's stuck in the back of our psyches. It's hard to shift the image of just homeless people and junkies on the street during COVID, because now we see them everywhere. Before, they were kind of camouflaged, and it just heightened everyone's awareness of issues and potential social problems. Now, the reality is slightly different. Obviously, look, bad things always happen, and that's just the reality, and, you know, bad news travels fast. But inner city's great. I love it. I'm still there. But there's a marked difference between parts of the city, and, look, that's just, we need more policing in certain areas, and that will build people's, you know, positivity around the area and just build back faith.
What's the impact, say, on the likes of yourselves or other businesses within the city that perception exists, you know, among some people? And we heard it earlier, Andrew Loud, that reporter, was speaking to people, and some of them kind of suggesting they'd never go into the inner city.
And there's definitely people who would never go into the inner city. Look, our sales were down 15% this July on last July. July is supposed to be our busiest month, and it was, you know, it was an okay month, but it wasn't great. July is supposed to pay for 2 or 3 months in our off season, and we had a bad July. Tourists are still around. We had a great tourist season, albeit probably not as many as normal. But it's people who live in Ireland, who live in Dublin. They're not coming to the city. They're getting out of the city when they can to enjoy themselves in peace and comfort, maybe, you know, away from the social problems. Like, for instance, I'm over in Smithfield here at the moment. We're building a new place, which is great. And I feel more at ease here than I do walking around Talbot Street or Connell Street.
Why is that?
Just because there's just a higher concentration of the issues that we're talking about there. And that's just the reality. There's, you know, there's less affordable housing in this area. It's a, you know, it's come through gentrification in the last 10, 15 years, and it's come out the other side as an expensive area. So, of course, these kind of social issues don't follow when, you know, the population in the area is a little bit more well-to-do.
And, I mean, without kind of population replacement, what is the answer then? Is it simply more Gardaí in the street in those areas that have the problems?
Yeah, it is. Look, it's not just Gardaí, it's resources at all levels. You know, Gardaí are a quick fix in terms of visibility, in terms of policing, but it's more than that. We need we need tougher sentencing. We need judges to actually give the right sentence. There's a lot of fixes that actually need to work together in order to fix this problem. And it has to start with Gardaí. It has to start with policing, and it has to start with more resources for, you know, people who need it.
So what is your hope for this task force that was announced 3 months ago by the Taoiseach?
Yeah, I hope we actually see boots on the street. I hope we see guards, more guards. I hope the public sees it. I hope the public then starts to feel more comfortable. Obviously, you don't want it to be the flip side of tons and tons of guard of policing on the street. And that'll actually make people even more nervous that something's going to happen. So we need subtle changes, and this will actually bring back confidence. But the problem is, it's not a short-term fix. It's, you know, it's a medium, long-term fix. And so it has to start now. We have to get boots on the ground now to build back confidence so that people will just, you know, fly to the places they enjoyed before.
Listen, Will, it's good to talk to you again, and thanks a million for taking the time. Will Monaghan is the owner of One Society on Gardiner Street.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.